Technology.ie. It's Wednesday, June 11th, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Fáilte isteach, this is Conor Mhuinneacháin in the Black Knight studio, and on the line is Bavin Turakia. Is that correct, Bavin?
That is correct.
Very good. Very welcome to the show. Bavin, you're an entrepreneur, CEO of DirectEye, which is a number of businesses involved in the hosting and domain name space and other areas as well. And you've just launched a new product called Ringo, which I want to talk to you about very briefly in a moment. But first, tell me, where are you? Where am I speaking to you? You're based in India?
So I operate from LA, Dubai, and India. I kind of spend one third of my time at each of these locations. And right now I'm in India. Excellent. So today I am here.
Excellent. Well, it's good to talk to you over Skype here this afternoon. And it's interesting that we are talking over Skype using voice over IP. And you've just launched a new product which is going to make international calls cheaper for people in certain countries. But you're not using IP to do that. Can you explain?
Yeah, that is correct. No, absolutely. And, you know, we've always, we're launching I've been very passionate about the communication space, and there's a bunch of ideas that I've been working on. Ringo's been one of them. And Ringo's is an app that allows users to make high quality phone calls to actual phone numbers around the world at a low cost without using the internet. Conventionally, when we talk about making calls to phone numbers at a low cost in comparison to carriers, people always think of Skype and, you know, maybe now Viber as low cost international calling applications. And the concern with them is always that there's a concern around flexibility, concern around quality. You know, Skype always has this quality bar that sort of shows you, you know, whether it's, you know, red, yellow, or green, sort of depending on what kind of internet connectivity you have at that point in time. The quality can fluctuate. Plus, in most circumstances, people will always make a Skype call when they're sitting at home or in their office, where the expectation that the connection quality, you know, the expectation of the connection quality should not fluctuate. You don't really make Skype calls on the go, you know, either because data plans are expensive or, and, you know, quality loss is a concern, etc. Ringo, on the other hand, is extremely unique. It's a very simple app that makes that lets you make international phone calls. It has no compromise when it comes to phone quality. So the quality of the call is going to be exactly equal to the quality that you would get if you made that call through your carrier. But the rates are actually 25% cheaper than Skype. And so you can make phone calls now to any international destination, any phone number in the world, and you get phone, you know, you get landline or cellular network quality, but, you know, at costs that are cheaper than Skype.
So you're not using voice over IP. You're cheaper than voice over IP to make these calls out to phone, from phone to phone, if you like, Bavin. And but you're not using that technology. You're using dedicated circuits, dedicated channels.
That is correct. So the way that Ringo works is, if you're, let's say, in the UK, and you want to make a phone call to the US, you would pop Ringo up, select the US contact, and the moment you do that, Ringo will convert that call to a local UK number. So your phone will end up dialing a local UK phone number and then carry that call over regular phone circuits all the way to the US and connect it over a phone circuit to the US destination. So the whole leg, all the legs, you know, end to end, are essentially carried on a regular phone circuit, a dedicated phone circuit. And so for you, it's a local call, which in, you know, most circumstances would be part of your local minutes. And if you have unlimited minutes, then there's no cost there. Ringo charges a small fee for the actual call, the actual international part of the call, which is similar to the kind of fee that you would pay, let's say, a Skype or a Viber for international calls. And so throughout that entire call, you know, the setup and throughout the entire call, the calls are not transmitted over VoIP or the public internet at all in any form.
So are you buying international connectivity in the same way that telcos and mobile phone networks and others are providing?
Absolutely. We're actually using the exact same aggregators that, let's say, a British Telecom or Bharti in India or a Vodafone, et cetera, would be using for connecting to all the other carriers around the world.
So this is what I find is absolutely fascinating, Bhavin, because we are used to thinking that international calls, even today, maybe it's a legacy from pre-internet days, but we're used to thinking that international calling is expensive and that the way around this has been to use voice over IP, that this has been the technological trick which has led to cheaper phone calls. But what you're saying to me is that the wholesale rates on international connectivity, I imagine, have been driven down by, is it what, competition from the internet, or how would you explain it?
Well, the wholesale rates, the difference between the wholesale rates and retail rates has always been a multiple, you know, typically between 3 to 5 times in case of certain destinations. And that's always been the case because of the monopoly that carriers basically have over their consumer base. So the wholesale rates and retail rates have always had a magnitude of a difference between them since quite some time. Mm. And, you know, carriers have always been able to maintain a higher selling price and a considerably higher margin. In fact, from stats that we have in 2012, the international calling market made a nice sort of $95 billion for the entire telecom industry worldwide, which is, you know, not a small sum. Mm. And so carriers have been able to maintain their rates because there haven't been any alternatives that offer the same quality. So, you know, well, you can save money with Skype and with, you know, Viber and with, you know, other similar applications. But a lot of phone calls, you know, I myself as someone who frequently makes international phone calls for business purposes, use telephony networks and used to use my carrier a lot because, well, I'm on the go or I don't want to compromise, you know, quality. I want to make sure that if I'm talking to a client or a vendor, there's never a situation where they perceive that the call quality is you know, bad. And so I was very dependent on using my carrier. And so incumbent carriers can get away with charging higher prices, you know, much like they do, for instance, for roaming, basically, because you don't have a choice. You're a captive consumer. And so they always had that differential that they would give you way better quality, but charge you higher prices. And so that's always been the case. With Ringo now, we have the ability to offer carrier gate quality at prices that are lower than Skype. It's definitely going to cause a disruption in the industry.
So you've made this decision not just on price, but it's driven by quality concerns as well. Do you feel that is something that that the consumers care about?
I certainly do. I mean, I can talk about my own case, and I'm not saying necessarily I'm the only potential consumer. But I actually hardly use Skype and Viber, et cetera, for PSTN calls because there's always, you know, the many times when, you know, you open up Skype, you'll try and make a call, it won't go through, or it goes through, but the quality is bad. Then you disconnect, then you go back to regular PSTN. It's not a fun process, and you don't want to interrupt calls, especially important calls. And so I think quality is always, you know, always important. Now, mind you, Ringo offers you carrier grade quality at prices that are lower than Skype. So in this case, you know, between the two products, you're getting a similar price or a lower price, but better quality. So it becomes sort of a, you know, no-brainer. For us, when we look at our target market, we're essentially targeting pretty much anybody who makes international phone calls. But we kind of see it as, you know, two kinds of users. There's users who are business users who have actually almost never been using OTT products for PSTN calls because of the potential of a quality compromise. You know, if you're making a call for business, you don't want a chance that you're perceived as cheap or as, you know, or you have interruptions during a phone call. And so a large number of minutes, from the business community are sent through regular PSTN networks, but they end up paying 4 or 5 times the price that they would then pay, let's say, an app like Ringo in this case. And so we're targeting that community aggressively, of course, because for them, it's a no-brainer. They're getting the same quality that they would otherwise get on a PSTN call, but at, you know, lower prices. And then, you know, even the regular consumer use cases where, you know, consumers make calls to their loved ones, to family, to, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, spouses, parents, etc., to keep in touch when they're away from home or when they're away from their families for a prolonged period of times. And so far with Skype, it's always been sort of a flexibility concern, right? You know, I'm a student somewhere in my college and I'm somewhere, you know, off campus, and, you know, suddenly I'm going to call my dad and tell him something or share some information with him. I can't do that with Skype because, you know, either I'm in poor data connectivity area, or I don't have good Wi-Fi or good connectivity, et cetera. I have to wait till I get to my dorm room or my, you know, a good place where I can get good internet and then make that call. And that's always been a flexibility concern. And when you want to, you know, when you want to be in touch with loved ones, with family, it's always impulsive. It's always, you know, in the moment. It's, but Skype and other applications force you to schedule these conversations and these communications and dialogues, which is not really the way communication should be. And so the expectation is with Ringo, you get this flexibility now to make cheap, you know, low cost calls that don't use the internet. So from anywhere in the country, if you can make a local call, you can make a Ringo call, which is amazing.
It sounds, I don't mean to go on about it, Bavin, but it sounds contrary to what we often consider to be the perceived wisdom nowadays. But I can see the way you put it. As you say, it definitely is a no-brainer. What kind of response have you got from consumers to the product at this stage?
Oh, the response has been amazing. I mean, we're still in the early phase of our launch. Every individual that has installed our application, they've loved the interface. They've loved the simplicity. They've admired it's a snappy, responsive app, and, you know, most importantly, they love the quality. We received so many comments, you know, with consumers talking about how it's crystal clear audio quality, how they've been able to make calls on the go without worrying about quality, etc. And so we've had some really amazing feedback on both the user interface and the simplicity thereof, as well as the call quality.
I have to say, in practical terms, I've tried using Skype on mobile. I've tried using Viber and stopped using them. They simply don't work in any practical sense for me. So I'm certainly interested in trying this, but it's not available in Ireland yet, Bavin. Are we on the list of countries that you hope to roll it out in?
Yes, Ireland is most certainly on the list. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, we will be rolling out in Ireland within the next 4 weeks.
Fantastic.
I will actually confirm this to you shortly, but from what I remember, we've already started the process of provisioning the infrastructure, et cetera, that is needed. Yes, I can see that actually here in my list. Yeah, so
fantastic.
So we should be rolling out to Ireland within the next 4 to 5 weeks at most.
And it's already available, obviously, in the United Kingdom, USA, in Hong Kong, Italy, Japan, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, countries like that as well. How have you, as you say, you found a very good response from the public to that. It sounds very exciting. It sounds very interesting, Bavin, and we look forward to hearing more about it and wish you the very best of luck with it. Very briefly, Bavin, just want to ask you in relation to your business interests in general. You're involved in domain names. You're involved in top-level domains as well. You're hoping to launch some new products in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, so I've always been a serial entrepreneur, and, you know, from 98 until now, I've started and operated, I think, totally within the group, more than a dozen businesses. Mm-hmm. I have a business. I still continue to operate our domain name registration businesses, and one of those businesses is a brand called Radix, mm-hmm. Under which we have applied for 31 top level domains, including .website, .press, .space, and .host. I mentioned these four first because we've already won these four and are actually in the process of launching them. And, you know, I'll definitely reserve a .press domain for you, by the way. And then we've also applied for .hotel, .news, .law, .bank, .insurance, .music, .... shop, dot store, and many others that are yet to be auctioned off, and will be we'll figure out whether we're going to be running them or not over the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, there's no need to ask you about your whether you think what you think the opportunities are in the new TLD space, because you've invested in it and committed to it, and we look forward to we wish you the best of success with that. But I want to ask you, Bavin, about the internet in general, and there's a lot of talk at the moment about governance of the internet, about regulation of the internet, about net neutrality, and that. We're coming, I suppose. It's would you agree that it's a time of maturation, if you like, of this whole internet environment? And what do you think are the challenges and opportunities for business and individuals in the climate that is developing at the moment?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've always I kind of thought that the internet now is almost taken for granted, and it's more now sort of mobile and mobile applications, etc. To me, that's actually the new trend. And the new area of opportunity, which is why a lot of our businesses across the board, you know, in our advertising business and our, you know, communication businesses, et cetera, were focusing on mobile-related aspects. I mean, I started this business when the internet was just starting out. Well, at least it was just starting out in India, which is where we started off first. Now we're sort of a global MNC, and it mattered a lot. Today, I think, you know, to me, the biggest opportunity is the fact that within the next several years, already to a large extent in most of the developed countries, within the next several years, a vast majority of the, you know, 6+ billion, 7 billion people on this planet are going to each have a computer in their hand. That makes a significant difference to everything that we do. In fact, you know, Ringo is a, in some sense, as you say, it's sort of counterintuitive and a step back. But we have a series of communication applications, Ringo being one of them, that we're working on one after the other. And a large part of them are based on the fact that if you really look at communication itself, it's actually not changed much since the last 20 years. Well, we're doing the same thing. If I want to make a call to someone, I'm still dialing the same 10-digit number on a device by punching digits or, you know, dialing them out. The call process, everything has remained the same, despite the fact that in the last 3 years, the device that you're using to make that call has changed completely. Just 3 to 4 years ago, all of us used to use phones that were just phones. They really did nothing else but made phone calls. They weren't computing devices. They weren't smart. They weren't rich. They didn't have apps. But now the whole device has changed, but still the manner in which we communicate has essentially remained the same. And there's so many enhancements and improvements that can be made in the communication space that leverages these new devices, that I think there's a huge opportunity in the space. So, you know, for me, mobile is sort of the next interesting you know, avenue in terms of the set of businesses that we're looking to launch.
These are exciting times without a doubt, Bavin. And I want to thank you for talking to us. Ringo.co is the website. It's available in over a dozen countries at the moment, and shortly to be launched in Ireland as well. And thank you for talking to us on technology.ie.
Thanks a lot.